Our next guest at, I can't even hazard a guess at as to how to pronounce your Twitter handle, Renaud Lavoie of TVA, Et Journal de Montreal, which I'm horrible at French, so let's just get that out of the way. And but if you want to speak Italian, Renaud, I'm down. Can you tell people where to follow you on Twitter? Because you have 98,000 followers, almost 100,000 followers. You would have 200,000 followers if it wasn't so hard to spell your Twitter handle.
You're totally right. It's really easy. You can go just Ren Lavoie TVA, and that's it.
Okay, Ren Lavoie TV. All right, I got it. Okay, before we start talking about specifics about hockey, a friend of mine, and I imagine you know him, has taken over in running the arena in Quebec City, Benoit Robert.
Yeah.
And he's saying all the right things, and he's being very politically correct. He's a very good politician. When are we going to see a hockey team in Quebec City? Because that rink's going to be ready September the 15th of next year. I know they're working on Celine Dion to open the building, but they're going to move, if I'm not mistaken, the Q team there, right?
Yeah.
So when are we going to see an NHL team in Quebec City, and how ready is Quebec City for NHL hockey?
Quebec City is close to be ready, because when you think of it, by buying the Quebec Ramparts, now they have their own people who can sell season tickets and obviously game tickets. So that's already there, and it's a good news for Quebec City and the possibility of having the NHL one day. I always thought that expansion will be the way to go for Quebec, but I changed my mind after Seattle went down the drain, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And but now with the possibility of Las Vegas coming in the league, I won't say next season, but maybe in two or three years. Well, here's your chance right there. The bottom line is, it's easy for us to speculate, but my understanding of the situation right now is speculation is going in the office in New York too, in Gary Bettman's office, because at this point, we don't know for sure how it's going to turn out. Obviously, people are looking at the Panthers as a possibility to move to Quebec City. But when you talk to Vincent Viola, who's the owner, there's no chance it will happen. When you talk to Gary Bettman, there's no chance it will happen.
Well, of course not.
There is a but.
Yeah.
There is a but. They're asking for $80 million for the next 14 seasons, $80 million totals to the Broward County. And is it going to happen as of right now? I don't think it will. Can they change their mind between now and maybe May? It's possible. They need a report to be presented to the commissioners of the Broward County. If the report is positive for the Panthers, obviously there's a chance the Panthers will stay. If the report is negative and they don't want to give any money to Mr. Viola, well, what's going to be his reaction? And I don't think the NHL knows exactly what the reaction will be. They're committed, yes, to South Florida, but right now they're losing a lot of money, and that's a real problem.
Speaking of Florida, did you catch that 20-round shootout last night, the longest shootout in NHL history? I think Roberto Luongo passed out halfway through it. 20-round shootout. Nick Bjugstad scores the winning goal, and Florida beats Washington. I mean, there had to be nobody left in the building by the time Bjugstad scored.
Well, that's the first thing I checked. Was there anybody left? And yes, there was people
okay.
in the stand.
Okay, other than the trainer and the coaches, who was left in the building?
Yeah, you know what? It is exciting. It is exciting to see a shootout every time. You know, every time I'm saying that fans in their own building, they're up when there's a goal, they're up when there's a fight, and they're up when there's a shootout. A 20-round shootout, that's a long shootout. I don't know. Maybe at some point people were sitting. But it is exciting. I know in the NHL, there's a lot of people who play the game or managing the game. They just don't like shootouts because they think it's not part of the game. But when you look at all the penalty shots given year after year, it is part of the game, and I like the way it is right now.
Renaud Lavoie is our guest from TVA Sports. And, Renaud, I had people hit me on Twitter, my Twitter handle, at Radio Vendetta, and was asking people if anybody had driven a Renault or had a Peugeot or a Peugeot. And we got a guy named Justin Steinbucket who says, my sister's boyfriend has a Peugeot. They are too fun, but you look silly. Do you have any opinion on the Peugeot as an automobile, and have you seen one recently?
Well, my mother's from France, so obviously I had to go through the country to Europe a lot in my life. So I had the chance to drive a Renault, a Peugeot, a Citroën. Do you know the Citroën?
The Citroën with the hydraulics?
Yes,
right?
Sir.
The back end goes up and down. It's like it's humping the earth.
Exactly. That I've been through all that. But you know what? I still prefer my GMC truck, to be honest with you.
Spoken like a true hockey guy, driving a truck. Do you have kids?
I have a daughter. I have a daughter, and she still loves the trucks. She's 10 years old, and she doesn't want me to get rid of the truck, so we're still sticking with the truck.
Okay, so, Renaud, let's talk about the team that you're very close to in Montreal and the Habs and the season that they're having. This team, you know, Galchenyuk having a trick the other night, moving him to center, his natural position. The Montreal Canadiens, what are they lacking as a team, in your opinion? They have goaltending, pretty even lineup. You know, defense-wise, PK Subban munches a bunch of minutes. Markov's played very well, brought up the right young players. And it just seems like this team, to me, to go deep in the playoffs, is missing something. And I can't put my finger on it. In your mind, what are the Montreal Canadiens missing? And the Eastern Conference, as we know, isn't the Western Conference. Different type of hockey, right? A little bit more finesse, a little bit more speed. You know, Toronto Maple Leafs, the most exciting team in the NHL to watch right now. But Montreal, also a very exciting team to watch.
They are. When I look at the Montreal Canadiens, and right now, I'm not going to use the word it's an issue, but remember, Nathan Beaulieu was supposed to be a regular on that lineup. And right now, he's coming along. But we're in December, middle of December, and he's playing his best hockey. I'm not going to use the word it's about time, but I think that they were hoping that he would play better in October and November, but he had to be sent down a couple of times during those 2 months. So I'm happy to see the way it's working with him right now. It's still on the fifth and sixth defenseman. Now Mike Weaver is going to come back from a concussion. Is he going to play tonight? I don't know. Is he going to play during the weekend? It's a possibility, but to have Mike Weaver back, it's important because he's blocking a lot of shots, and he still can be an important player on that blue line. But I think Mike Weaver didn't play the way he played in the playoffs last year and at the end of the season. So they want him to find his game, and hopefully things are going to be better for him starting right now and until the end of the season. Brian Allen is a good defenseman, good stay-home defenseman. But you know what? I just hope the Canadiens are going to be patient with him because that's the type of player you need during the playoffs. We're all saying that the East is different from the West, and it's true. It's true. But when the playoffs start, it's a totally different game in the East. Even in the East, it's a different game. So, and it's more a dump and chase kind of game. And Montreal will need a guy like Brian Allen and will need a Mike Weaver to be on top of the game, of their game. Because if those two are not finding a way to be better right now, maybe Marc Bergevin will have to do another trade for another defenseman. And that's a lot of trades right now for these and Montreal. So in the minors, the players who are there are going pretty well, to be honest with you. I like the way the Bulldogs are playing. Maybe there's help right there. Charles Hudon is burning the league offensively. I hope one day we're going to see him. Is he ready to play in the NHL? I don't know, but I think he's going to be impressive. And they have a lot of good defensemen in Hamilton, too. So I know yesterday I was in Brossard watching practices, and there was a lot of my colleagues were already speculating about making trades. They have a lot of good forwards right now. It's time to trade Lars Seller. Hey, boys, time out. Why are you going to give any of your talent to another team for I don't know what right now? It's really a dangerous game to trade players when things are going well. You never know what's going to happen, first of all. Second of all, it's a team. You look at the Canadiens, injury-wise, they're kind of free this season.
Mm-hmm.
There was some bumps and bruises. Players had to miss game, but no major injuries. And we're in December. There's still a long way to go.
Before we let you go, we just got about 15, 20 seconds here. Jean Béliveau, your take on the funeral, the arrangement. It looked beautiful and completely classy.
It is a classy organization. They're doing the right way. And tonight, it's going to be Sakou Koivu's night in Montreal. They're not going to retire his jersey. So, and it's another event. It seems right now that week after week, there's an event at the Bell Center. What happened with the Béliveau's family last week was just magic. And tonight is going to be another special evening for Sakou Koivu. Deserve all the credit right now for what he did with the Montreal Canadiens.